This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch for part two of the Morning Farm Show in just a few moments. First of all, on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended the day at $6.50, down 9.5. March wheat ended at $5.85¾, down 12¼. May wheat ended at $5.89¼, down 12½. December corn yesterday ended the day at $3.83. That was up 5½. March corn ended at $3.95¼, up a nickel. May corn ended at $4.03¾, up a nickel. January soybeans yesterday ended at $10.49¼, up 5½. March beans ended at $10.55½, up 5¾. May beans ended at $10.62, that was up 6. December soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $4.1160, up $1.01. January meal ended at $3.7530, up 52. March meal ended at $3.6170, up 36. December soybean oil yesterday ended at $31.91, up 14. January oil $31.99, up 14. March oil $32.21, up 14. December oats yesterday ended the day at $3.01. That was down 3¾. March oats ended the day at $3.13½, down a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon. Corn and soybeans closed higher as traders prepare for tomorrow's USDA crop report. Milder weather helped the U.S. and Russian wheat crops and pushed wheat prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 350 to 377. Soybean bids were up 4 to 8 cents at 1019 to 1040. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 5 higher at 355 to 380. Soybean bids were up a nickel at 1021 to 1061. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 to 5 cents at 355 to 382. Soybeans gained 5 cents at 1029 to 1071. And the wheat bids down 9 to 12 cents at 496 to 560. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 6 cents higher at 1051 to 1064. Basis ended steady to 2 cents lower at 2 to 15 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $425.30 to $436.30 per ton, with basis ranging 50 to 61 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids a nickel higher at $3.86 to $3.93, with basis steady range from 9 to 2 under the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 377 to 381, with basis steady to a penny better at 18 to 14 under the March. Soybeans were up 4 cents at 1061 to 1067, with basis 2 cents lower at 12 to 18 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 3 higher at 403 to 404. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 2 to 3 cents with quotations at 1093 to 1095. Soft red winter wheat 7 to 12 cents lower at 595 to 596, and the Milo down a nickel at 450 to 456. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 366 to 394. New crop soybean bids range from 969 to 985. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids ranged from 379 up to 394. New crop soybean bids 975 to 996. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 354 to 394, new crop soybean bids at 949 to 990, and the wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 537 up to 562. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. December hogs ended the day at 86.95, up 37. February hogs 84.60, down 52. April hogs ended at 86.22, down 12. December cattle yesterday ended at 162.40, up 95. February cattle ended at 163.05, up $1.17. April cattle ended at 162.60, up 90. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 232.77, up 90. March feeders 227.35, down 87. April feeders 227.22, that was down 70. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 72 cents lower in the range of $79 to $86.25, with a weighted average carcass price of $83.77. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 to $4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 54 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 57 to 62, 5 to 6 weights 60 to 63, and 6 weights and up 61 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $55 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,709 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction at a special feeder cattle sale. Had receipts of 1,431 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 290 to 326. Five weights were 261 to 300. Six weights were 240 to 265. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, four weights were 220 to 251, and five weights were 190 to 235. They also had some six weights at 150 to 171. On to the feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 260 to 282, five weights 235 to 255, and six weights were 215 to 237.50. Now for the report from the Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. They had receipts of 1,100 bales, starting with the alfalfa. Good quality small squares were $590, large squares were $60, and large rounds were $50.50 to $53. Alfalfa grass, good quality small squares were $4.80. And the large squares were $43.50 to $60. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $5 a bale. Large squares, $50.50, and large rounds, $31. Orchard grass, good quality large rounds, $48 a bale. Reed's canary grass, fair quality large rounds, $30 a bale. And wheat straw, good quality small squares, $4.10 a bale. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 318 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $92.81, and that was 12 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $251.98, that was 56 cents lower, with select carcasses at $235.36. That was $1.33 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000. That compared to 111,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000. That compared to 431,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Pretty choppy trade right now, with the trade really trying to decide which direction it wants to go, mostly waiting for Wednesday morning's USDA crop report. USDA tends to not want to make any adjustments to U.S. crop production estimates in that report. It will make some adjustments likely on global production estimates and then, of course, adjust demand estimates. So not a big report overall, but still the trade knows of USDA's tendencies to periodically throw a curveball, so they're kind of getting in their position to limit their risk exposure.
So a quiet report this time around?
Yeah, the general expectation is a decline in demand for corn and wheat with modest upward adjustments to ending stocks projection. The opposite for soybeans, where demand has been robust, so they expect ending stocks to drop probably to around 425, 427 million bushels, somewhere in that ballpark is what the trade's expecting. That's still a lot of soybeans, but it is tightening somewhat. And frankly, overall, the market is being driven largely by the fact that we do have strong upfront demand, the expectation of a big South American crop coming around the corner, and meanwhile, the U.S. farmer really not too excited about selling, so available supplies up front are still relatively snug.
And let's take a look at the South American environment right now. That is where a lot of the news comes from this time of year.
Well, it certainly is. And as we look at Argentina, we do have a few areas that are excessively wet, primarily in Buenos Aires, southern and eastern areas. We are seeing some drying out of those areas, allowing the field work to progress. And while planting is lagging somewhat, a little bit of a shift from corn to soybean. Overall, most of the crops are expected to be planted, be in good shape. As we look at Brazil, it's nearly ideal conditions, greenhouse conditions, I'll call them. As the rains continue to fall with periodic breaks to allow some field work to happen, we're getting caught up on the planting and progress of the crop. So we're still going to be looking at a later harvest probably, so that's going to extend our export season a bit longer, maybe another 10 days to 2 weeks. But overall, we're looking at high yields from both Argentina and Brazil at this point.
There wasn't too much news in relation to how the crop is doing so far, but how are the markets for wheat doing?
Well, wheat's been on quite a roller coaster ride since the end of November when Russia made statements that it might, that would suggest that it might be restricting exports. It certainly does have inflation, food inflation issues back home. Farmers simply don't want to sell. Don't want to sell wheat because their currency is rapidly dropping in value. Russia may be, with speculation, may be trying to scare those farmers into selling their wheat in order to ease the pressure. But meanwhile, we're seeing now Russia start to back off from those comments that they will make restrictions and instead say they will restrict exports if necessary. And there's some speculation they may use rolling tariffs in order to do so. So they seem to be backing off, and meanwhile they are offering supplies for some of the latest tenders that have been out there and still are priced well below U.S. prices. As a result, we've seen a significant pullback in U.S. wheat prices with periodic bounces. Wheat exports have been very slow out of the United States, and the market's starting to focus a little bit more on that right now.
Suderman says the real drivers, though, that people are going to want to watch out for are the soybean and soy meal markets.
Well, I think the real driver near term is going to continue to be the soy meal and soybean market. We know that there's a big crop coming in South America if the weather pattern holds there. The question is, when will the tight supplies be eased by that big crop? When will the U.S. farmer sell? When will the South American farmer sell? It's a matter of timing when that'll happen. Traders are trying to decide if they want to risk taking prices higher or not and then have the farmer sell on them. So that's the big question facing the market. Short-term friendly, long-term bearish for the soybean market right now. At the time that it does break, then it's expected to pull the corn market down with it.
He also gave an update on the livestock markets.
Generally a bearish tone there in the livestock market led by the beef sector, which seems to be tipping over right now. We're seeing some seasonal slowdown in demand for beef, and that's been exaggerated by the fact that the strong dollar near at more than 5.5-year highs is making it difficult to export beef. So we're seeing seasonally slower domestic beef demand. Export beef demand appears to be slowing as well. the packers trying to fight vigorously amid very negative margins in order to maintain market share, but you have to have some demand in order to maintain that market share, and cheap pork prices are aggravating the problem even further. So the fat cattle market has broken sharply. That's led to a sharp break in the feeder cattle market. Even though the cash market remains relatively strong, futures traders are expecting the feeder cattle cash market to break if this fat cattle market remains weak and we continue to see strength in the corn market. As we look at the hog complex, we continue to see more than adequate supplies to meet our needs, and so really the product market and the cash hog market continues to leak lower very slowly, or I could say erode lower. And as a result, futures traders have been overall applying pressure to the futures market in anticipation we're going to continue to see adequate supplies to meet demand.
And it is always said that the PED virus will see an uptick in the colder months. Have we been seeing any more outbreaks of the PED virus since the cold weather has started setting in?
There are certainly cases of PED virus out there, but we have not seen the big outbreak that the market anticipated we might see. And as a result, the trade has been taking out the premium from the deferred contracts built in there, because if we were going to have an outbreak, then there'd be expectations that we'd see a hole in supplies come next spring, and that's where the premium has been built in. But those contracts have been seeing some of the greatest weakness of late, due to the fact that we're simply not seeing the large numbers of losses being reported right now.
And that's good news for each of the individual pork producers out there.
Absolutely. We don't like to see prices go down from the production standpoint, but what it reflects is the fact that as an industry as a whole, we are learning how to manage the disease. We have more tools available to us, and this is a very devastating disease. So to be able to start to get a handle on it is certainly good news.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.